Welcome back. 25 minutes to 9 o'clock. Now, last week we had a show, we had a segment about feeling a little bit of guilt during this lockdown period, whether you've saved enough, whether you've have all your policies, your life insurance, all those sorted so that if something happens, then your family is seen to. Now, it is reasonable to assume that during a global health crisis like the coronavirus, it would have some impact on life insurance policy acceptance and premiums. So now the question arises, will a life insurance policy cover the death of a policyholder due to coronavirus? And also, how do you go about, you know, signing up for a life insurance policy during this period? Or maybe even if you've tested positive for the COVID-19 disease. We've asked Venon van Vieren, he's the head of legal and claims at King Price Insurance. He joins me now on the line. Venon, thanks so much for coming on here. Just how is the insurance industry responding and changing, you know, to this very, very dynamic landscape, this new world that we are talking about during a global health crisis like the coronavirus?
Yeah, yes, Lester, you know, it's a big thing. We, you know, the whole industry had to look and reassess risk. You know, in the short-term insurance world, we have seen, you know, cars not on the road anymore. You know, if you, the comprehensive premium that you will pay on your car, you can say more or less 70% of that will cater for accident damage. Yeah. So if you now working from home, there's not that normal mileage done with the vehicle anymore, surely your premium can't stay the same anymore. And that is what has put short-term insurers under pressure to make sure that there is alternative cover for clients, you know, where you can refine the underwriting on a policy and give those clients a cheaper premium. Mm-hmm. At King Price, we have given our clients you know, up to 70% discount on that premium, and we then gave them that essential driving for free. So the car is still, that cover is for free. So the car is still covered, and people have to contact their brokers and insurers to make sure that, you know, they come to pass in times like this.
Government has come to the party to ask insurance companies not to use force majeure as an excuse to get out of paying insurance claims. Just, yes. But how, you know, in terms of protecting your business, protecting your broader base of clients, just how has the insurance industry responded to that?
You know, you see that, so it is like that. There's a contract between the insurance company and the client. And if cover is included there, you know, you have to help out in times like this. So there are also reinsurers in place who know the ramifications of this and what's going to happen. So we all need to stand together and make sure that, you know, surely the businesses can't just blatantly go and act in a way that will close insurance companies down. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if it's possible, the cover is in place, then we believe that, you know, the indemnification must happen.
Mm. Now, and I want to put a disclaimer here. I'm not accusing anyone of anything. But over the course of the weekend, I was on social media, I was on Twitter, and I saw tweets about at least three restaurant fires. There was one in the Western Cape, there was one in the Eastern Cape, and I think there was two in the Western Cape. And this led the question that many people were asking, is this all a coincidence? Are many people trying to, you know, save their businesses, their livelihoods by what would be seen as an insurance fire? How are you investigating, you know, companies who are trying to get themselves out of very, very tricky financial spots at the moment, while at the same time, you know, trying to maintain, stay within the law?
Yeah, you see, so obviously, you know, with the lockdown, businesses like restaurants are under big pressure, and many of them know already that they won't be able to recover. We don't know what the consumer behavior is going to be after. Will people just go back to restaurants? So there's not really for many of those businesses light at the end of the tunnel. And if there's a fire then that burns a business down like that, you know, there will be it will be approached with circumspection, you know, what is actually happening there. But luckily we haven't seen an influx on that's really of concern in claims like that. But advice that I can give is that is never the way that businesses should go. I mean, we've seen many banks, we've seen payment holidays, landlords coming to, back and say, listen, let me give you a payment holiday on your rent and things like that. That is rather the deals that businesses should make. Because if you make yourself guilty of fraud in a way like this and you go and burn a business down, you're going to be caught and you will never be able to get insurance in your life again. And never mind that, you will prosecute it. You know, it is a criminal offense. So business owners should not go that way.
Is it at all a concern? Has there been, have you been having meetings as we go further into this lockdown? Hopefully we come out of it soon as the level goes down from 5, 4, 3 all the way hopefully to 1 very soon. But going into this lockdown, has there been concern of business owners taking critical steps like this?
Well, definitely. You know, we've seen it in the past in terms of when insured people are in turmoil like this. You know, you've seen strange behavior in the past, but for months and for years, if there are big claims like that, an insurer will always go out and do a proper investigation of exactly what happened there. And the forensic people that we have is so clever. You're going to be caught out.
So some would argue that the private sector investigators are pretty more in-depth than one would argue the South African Police Service. You would be able to detect whether someone used arson to make an insurance claim.
Yes. It is often, we've seen in the past that, the culprits making themselves guilty of that are caught out. There's several ways. The investigators and the forensic people are very clever. So one shouldn't go to those measures. You know, there are really other alternatives in which to get out of this trouble times.
We are speaking to Wynand van Vieren. He's the head of legal and claims at King Price Insurance. We're talking about the very, very complicated world of long-term and short-term insurance during this COVID-19 pandemic. And have you had to claim during this period, and how easy was the process? Give me a call. Let me know. 021-446-0567. I started off this conversation, Wynand, with me talking about people experiencing a feeling of guilt. Are they prepared enough? Have they prepared their family? Do they have sufficient life cover? During a pandemic like this, where everyone is at risk, everyone could contract this disease. And yes, there is a very, very low mortality rate in COVID-19. Does this affect the way that insurance companies handle people who are now at this stage, applying for life insurance policies?
Well, so if you look at the risk in the short-term world, there wouldn't be a difference. And I mean, we've seen the question many times asked also by insured people, so if I use my car now and I'm not strictly, an accident happened and I'm not strictly within the rules and regulation of lockdown, will I still have cover? And I've answered that question a few times. So the short-term insurance is always of that nature that if that accident happened there, the fact that you just crossed the border is not necessarily, the result of that accident. So you will still have cover. If the policy wording is not specifically excluding cover in circumstances where you contravene those rules, you will still have cover. And to approach clients differently with an epidemic like this, we haven't seen that, and I don't think that will be very clever. What I do believe we will see is new products after the lockdown that will cater more specifically for a new risk and for new behavior by the consumer.
And that is how the industry then evolves and changes. Like, for example, more than a decade ago, it was very, very difficult for example, HIV-positive people to apply for life cover. Nowadays, you have life cover particularly focused on people who have communicable diseases like HIV. So it is all just about the insurance industry then adapting and tailoring new products to see to a different type or different segment of the market.
Yes, definitely. I think there will be a big change in behavior. Will we see people go back to businesses? Businesses learned during this time. I mean, in our own company in King Price, everyone could work from home. The business could function in every department. And we're in a slow process now of sending people back to the office. But we have learned, you know, that maybe half of the office rent that you're paying is not necessary. Can that people not maybe work from home? Will people go back and stay late in the evenings in restaurants? So the risk world in the short-term world will definitely change, and insurers will have to adapt to that very quickly to give low premiums, risk-related premiums back to the consumer, you know, to be able to still pay for insurance.
Vernon van Vieren, Head of Legal and Client Experience at King Price Insurance, thanks so much for joining us.